Okay, kids. Today's activity is to go down to your local Pizza Hut, have them set the oven for 261 degrees, and insert your entire body into it. The tips of your ears start to ignite. The backs of your arms scream. Your throat feels like somebody stuck a tiki torch down it. Your lips are bitten by large, unseen raccoons. You vow to move to Alaska, and you haven't even hit 30 seconds. Now do it for 10 minutes or more, and you have an idea of what it's like to compete in quite possibly the world's dumbest sport, the World Sauna Championships. I know. I entered. These are the 9th Annual World Sauna Championships in Heinola, Finland, a Heidi-esque little lake-riddled town 140 kilometers north of Helsinki. I've covered a lot of thrilling athletic endeavors, but never men sitting in small rooms and sweating. What other championships does the world have? Napping? Barca-lounging? Standing in front of the fridge? Announcer. And now Strudler leans in for the leftover tuna. Nope, no, he switches to the fudge. As we drove up, my mind reeled at what kind of things competitors in the World Sauna Championship say to sports writers afterward in the locker room. It just got hot. What can I say? I went over the rules. Simple. Competing in six-person heats, and without irony, a field of 84 men, including me, and 18 women, battle to see whose skin can boil last. You may wear only bathing suits that go 8 inches down the leg and absolutely nothing else. Women can wear one-piece bathing suits. You can wipe sweat from your face, but not your body. You cannot cover your ears. You may not lean over too far. You get one warning, then you're out. Ambulances will be standing by. Good luck! I wondered if sauna sitting has trash-talking like other sports. For instance, what if I came into my heat on the first day with a lit Winston and a cup of coffee? Maybe look at the other 5 guys and go, hey, when are they going to turn this bitch on? Start knocking on the window and yelling, let's get some heat in here. You want us to catch our deaths? Maybe look at the crotch of the guy next to me and go, that's weird. I thought cold caused shrinkage. Or maybe wait outside the sauna while 6 other guys are about to go in and hand them a half-baked ziti. Hey, would you mind taking this in there? I've got a potluck in like 20 minutes. In her research, TLC discovered that there was an Australian gambling site that has set the odds. 3-time defending champ, Timo, the great, Kaukonen, is a 2.15-1 favorite. I was listed at 100-1. As if. First of all, nobody but a Finn has ever won the World Sauna Championships. In fact, nobody but a Finn has ever been in the 6-man finals. There are 5.2 million Finns and 3 million saunas. Legend has it, most Finns are born in saunas. To a Finn, a sauna is a holy place. Then again, so is hell. Secondly, I wouldn't bet on me at 1,000,000-1. At that point, I had sauned 5 times in my life. I had about as much chance as a slice of Neapolitan ice cream. But the gambling site makes me realize how easy it would be for Timo the Great to tank. All he'd have to do is bet on his chief rival, a guy named Mark Ku with a Charlie Chan Fu, get down to the final 2, and then immediately bolt, so that Mark Ku the Fu would win. He'd just have to make it look real. You'd hate to have the official go, Timo, do you mind waiting until we turn the sauna on first? By the time we arrived, Heinola was in full steam. This is a national event, televised no less, and the bars were already bubbling with insanity. In one sidewalk bar, about 6 guys, smashed already, with white and green painted faces and Viking horns, carried satchels full of reindeer powder horn. To help your horn stay stiff, the sign on the pouch says, don't leave in mouth too long. And had bows of birch tied to their belts. Finns take them into the sauna and slap themselves on the back to increase circulation. We cheer for Redneck and Ironback, one face painter named Samu yelled lustily. One will be champion. Saunists have nicknames? Who knew? What would my sauna nickname be? Babyback? Samu was amazingly plastered for 11 a.m. You are going in? He slobbered at me, flabbergasted. Look, I am Finnish, and even I won't go in there. Then he began hanging all over TLC, asking her what she does. I'm a teacher, she says. He was right up in her face, 2 inches from it, wilting her eyelashes with his Finlandia breath, and said, I'm a drunk. No! At the registration table, they asked me to remove my shirt and then scrawl 82 on each of my biceps in magic marker, my competitor's number. I found out I was in a heat with the Tiger Woods of saunists, 3-time champ Timo the Great, the favorite. And that's when, as if on cue, his giant sauna company-sponsored mobile home, complete with a sauna inside it, pulled up. The man even travels in a sauna. Honey, I'm going down to the 7-Eleven for some milk and a schwitz. You want anything?